This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha, Laugh, Funny,
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check me, bro.
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol. Now go to sleep, we.
Hey, everyone. We are now joined by one of our favorites, Real Housewife of New York, Leah McSweeney. Hi, Leah. Welcome back to Mention It All.
I'm so glad that I'm still somebody's favorite.
You know, in this game of life, you know, we go around the, I don't know what metaphor I'm trying to make here, but it's been a crazy year since we've had you on the podcast.
And I know.
I look forward to your reposts of all the trolls because I'm like, more people need to do this, honestly.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If you're like going to come on my page and like tell me like I'm ugly and like I need to get over my grandmother dying, like I'm exposing you and I'm looking at your page. And if you're like an ugly, dumb bitch, like I'm posting that shit and calling you out.
I feel like you've had such an interesting kind of two seasons of being on Housewives, because obviously your first season premiered right at the start of the pandemic. You were like in lockdown the whole time it was actually on TV. And then you filmed a season in the pandemic, and now that's coming out. And obviously there's just so much going on this season. You got sober in the midst of that, which is a whole other thing. How do you feel like you've kind of transitioned from your first season to your second season? Was it harder coming back for a second round?
I think that like we filmed during such a life-altering moment, especially in New York City, like having protests every day. There was, you know, an election going on. There was a global pandemic in a city that we had more regulations than like upstate New York. I mean, we couldn't go into a restaurant and sit and eat, you know, like,
yeah,
we couldn't do that. And, so it was challenging, obviously. And I lost my grandmother in the beginning of filming, you know. But at the same time, I'm so grateful that I had the show to do, whether people are enjoying it or not. Because, like, if I hadn't had the show to do, as stressful as it was, like, to be in, like, a very vulnerable state, because I can't compartmentalize. You know, if I didn't have the women and the show to do, I would have been so alone and isolated. Like I was in the city, like I wasn't like in the Hamptons the whole time, like hanging with people. Like I was, and my daughter wasn't in school. I was very stressed out about that. But we all were, like we were all going through a lot. And obviously some people are more affected by it than others, you know? And then filming during it and having to deal with all the guidelines and regulations is a lot too, but I'm honestly proud of what we did. It was not easy.
Yeah. So going off of everything you just said, how were you tempted not to drink going through all of this?
You know, I wasn't tempted. I really don't think I was. I mean, I think there was actually like one, I'm really not supposed to say scene, but during,
a moment.
Situation.
When I had just found out that like my mom called me and was like, I don't think you understood my text message. And then she was basically like, and it was like the night of like Halloween and I was leaving the next day. There was a part where like, and it didn't end up, it was going to, and then I didn't see it again. I don't know what happened to it, but like Ebony was like hugging me and I was like, I can't believe I quit drinking. You know what I mean? Cause like I wanted to just be out of my head so badly, but I don't, thank God I couldn't drink during this. Like I knew like during quarantine, I got to stop. Like, this is bad. Like I had friends telling me like, you have to stop. Like, this is not going to go well. So do I feel tempted to drink? Like, you know, I'm an alcoholic. So like I miss the taste of wine.
Right.
I miss all that. I miss being able to numb myself. But at the same time, you know, this is just such a better way of life. And I lived almost a decade without alcohol. So jumping back on the horse, like, wasn't too hard.
Right. That just shows how strong you are, though, as a person, because in that moment where you said, I can't believe I stopped drinking, that's a moment where you knew you would. Oh. So knowing that you know you won't is just really great.
I don't thank you. I think that, like, you know what, if this wasn't really like a celebratory season, right? Mm-hmm. This was really like a, like, get drunk and naked and throw tiki torch season. And had I been drinking, it still wouldn't have been that way.
Right.
It would have been totally inappropriate. Like, when would I have done that? Like, while Ramona was doing the I'm white dance, would I have gotten up and started, do you know what I mean? Or like during dinner when Ebony's talking about Black history, like, would I have like gotten up and like thrown a ravioli in Ramona's face? Like, I mean, I don't think so.
Have you tried Luann's Fosé, or are you steering clear of that for now?
I had much of it over the course of the season. It was like, at first, like, didn't taste great, and now it's tasting a little better. She loves it.
I thought it was interesting to see kind of your different approaches and how you were saying, like, it might not actually be the best strategy to, like, still constantly have the wine glass in your hand, because obviously it's, you know, it's a different thing for everyone. But I think it's interesting for a show where we've seen so much kind of heavy drinking and stuff in the past to see two different people on sort of a sobriety journey this season, and that it doesn't feel like either of you are just kind of like doing it for a storyline, if that makes sense.
No, I mean, I really didn't even want to talk, just like last season, I didn't want to talk too much about drinking, and it ended up being a thing. But like this season, I was like, I'm not talking about not drinking. Like, that's right. Because that's not my identity. Like, it's not, right. It's just like something that I just don't drink. Like, I'm not going to make it a whole, you know, thing. It's like, there's other more interesting aspects to me and my life, you know?
Totally. Right.
So you and Ebony have really clicked, which is really enjoyable to watch on the show. And she's had, you know, a tough time, whether it be with your cast members or social media. So how has she been handling it, and how have you been helping her through that?
I would be lying to say like it doesn't affect us to hear that people are so bothered by us or whatever. I think that like she's handling it better than most people. You know, when I think about it, I don't know how many people would really be able to handle getting like messages like, your daughter should kill herself, like this and that, XYZ. Like, this is why people, like, this is why, like, teens, like, kill themselves. You know what I mean? It's, I don't know if it's a more volatile, like, time right now, because people have been home and, you know, people are still angry, and we've become a very angry, polarized society that's just, like, and because of social media and the anonymity, it gives people, you know, like the ability to just, you know, unleash. Mm-hmm. I think that the viewers that stopped watching because like there was too much race talk, I'm sorry. You know what? I still think of all the franchises that are airing right now, our show is still the most fucking interesting and dynamic. Yes, I said it. I don't give a shit. I'm sorry that we don't have any giant scandal. No one robbed anybody. No one did. Like, seriously, like, we're dynamic. Like, we're talking about hard shit. And if everyone's like, I want to escape, then just turn it off and leave us the fuck alone.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three-beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
I do think it's a little hypocritical for people to be like, no, I watch these shows for fun. And it's like, okay, well, you know, think this show's been on for 13 years. Like, we've handled a lot of serious topics. It's just this one specific topic that people feel like is, you know, not what they want to hear.
I know. I'm like, wait, wasn't like talking about mental health last year kind of a serious topic? Isn't like people possibly like going to jail and like getting like arrested like while filming kind of serious? Like, you know, this is, Ebony is the first Black housewife on this show that's been going on for 13 years that is like a pop culture, you know, kind of iconic TV show. Like, let her fucking talk about being Black.
Mm-hmm.
Just yeah. Let her. And it's her first season. Like, it's her first season also. And I'm not trying to blame the OGs or anything, but we are on a show. It's my second season. Okay.
Right.
Right.
Only second season. We're on a show with 3 iconic housewives. If you don't think that we're doing enough or the topics are too serious or XYZ, like, fucking work. Let's go.
I do think about that it's like the whole thing of Housewives is it's an ensemble show. There's, you know, 5, 6, 7 women. Do you think the pandemic maybe affected that we haven't seen as much of what's going on with people's lives? Because we haven't been in the city very much.
I think people are getting lazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. To be honest, I had a phone call with one of like our vendors that we work with, and every business is affected by people's like relationships right now, which I thought was very interesting because he said, usually people are always on the same page. And right now this year, everyone wants to kill each other. And like, we can't even, and I like was like, oh my God, that is so crazy. We can't even like sell merch and stuff with pop culture because like no one is agreeing on anything in the world, which like kind of makes the world go round a little bit, but this is just on another level.
Yeah, it's on another level, but like I'm also talking about like we're looking to your expertise and guidance,
right?
Like Ramona, Sonia, Luann.
Well, like what's happening?
We're talking to you.
We haven't seen Garth in like 8 weeks. Like I want to know what's happening at the townhouse. Like I feel like that first episode when it was the brunch at the townhouse, that felt like such a, you know, fun, kind of exciting moment. And we haven't been back there. We haven't seen it again.
Doesn't it feel like a year ago? I know. Well, yeah. These trips, you know, which are obviously picking up a lot, like of the of the season, but now I think we kind of like next week we're not in Salem anymore.
And okay.
I think we kind of get back to like city life. Like, but also I was quarantined for a month total because
So when we're in the show right now in Salem, have you guys already had a production break or is that after?
We had a production break in the beginning, right in the beginning. And then we had two more.
So speaking of, you know, the limited size of the cast, we have Brashan coming in the last few weeks. And she has really been stirring things up. A little eye roll coming from Leah just now. What was your take on what happened in Salem? Because I think watching it, it felt very out of nowhere.
Exactly. That's why I got up and left. I'm like, okay, this is bullshit. This is like totally fake. I'm leaving. Like, you know, her being like, they're all talking shit about you. I'm like, girl, like, stop. You know what I mean? Like, and I liked her. Like, there's nothing to not, like, she doesn't have a bad bone in her body, the woman, you know? It's just so forced. I'm like, I would rather be boring and real than like come in and just say that a bunch of people are talking about me. They're not. Like, we don't do that. Like, we don't do real fake shit like that. Like, so it was just like, she didn't get it. And that's why I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm walking away. Like,
yeah, we always say it does not a good look when the whole group is against you. Like, it's not, it wasn't even like sides. It was like, everyone was like, you got to stop. Like, that's
like, weird. Also she was like, so I'm like, no, who said something bad? Like, who was talking shit about me? Just tell me. And there was like, nobody.
Well, in a group where there are only five women and there's not a lot of kind of side, you know, friends and characters and stuff that you all know, that doesn't really work to be like, oh, I heard on the streets that somebody was saying something about Leah. It's like, was it Ramona or was it Luann? Like,
right, exactly. Yeah. Or was it Sonia or Ebony? Right. I don't know. Tell me. Like, I'm thinking they all, you know, it was just, that's why I kind of just got up and walked away. And, you know, I think that, yeah, I guess I don't really even, the Brashan Sonia event was like so out of left field and they were like harassing each other back and forth, like just teasing each other. And you know, okay, there was some truth to what Brashan's saying, right? Like, obviously, like, I don't know how she saw it so quickly. Like, I don't know how she, like, realized. Like, you know, the clown comment was like, like, it was really, whoa. I was like, I didn't think the grandma thing was so bad. But, like, the clown thing, I was like, oh, God. And then when she was like, you're not, you know, use your words, I was like, fuck, because Sonia's always saying, like, I'm going to, you know, I can't find my words. And like, I think it's this medication I'm on. Like, she was saying that a lot this whole year. So I was like, oh God, now she's talking about her not being able to use her words. And, you know, and obviously Sonia had been drinking a lot and whatever. I mean, you know, I tried my best. I don't know what else to tell everybody.
What were your thoughts on her apology the next day to the group?
You know, I felt for her, like, because I remember, like, after causing a ruckus in Rhode Island and then, like, and then apologizing at the tea party, even though, like, I really didn't even want to, but feeling like I kind of had to, like, move forward. But, you know, I felt bad, like, she got emotional, and I mean, that's always, like, hard to see, and it's, like, really stressful, like, this whole thing. Also, in Salem, we were, like, having to, like, there was a curfew in Salem. It was, like, hurry up, 9:45, we have to get up. It was, like, like, what? And then, also, we couldn't all be in, like, a room. Like, I would, like, go into the room. They're, like, no, if there's already four people in here, you have to leave.
Wow.
That's so interesting, because, obviously, I think on the show, they try and make it feel as normal as possible, I guess, but
that's why it's weird, because it's like, right, it's normal about the circumstances we're in
at right all. And you're like, you're in like an empty restaurant that isn't even open, clearly, and like
I walked in like, what is this, like, where, what, like, why isn't anyone in here? Like, yeah, because we couldn't be in places with other people. We couldn't.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so when you guys were having the conversation about doing an intervention for Sonia, I think a lot of us watching it were kind of like, how's it going to go? What was the thought process there, and how did you feel about how it ultimately went?
Well, I guess there wasn't a lot of thought that went into it. We should have called it an interconversation, not an intervention. Obviously, we all watch Intervention. We know that this is not how you do it. This would be Salem, Real Housewives of New York style intervention.
Okay.
Right before the seance, like while you're drinking a martini, whatever. I think I just felt like, I wish I had just talked to her actually alone, because then starts talking about what you did was worse than what I got arrested for less than you. I'm like, you literally pulled up to go to kill himself, so that you were going to kill him. So what are you talking about, Luann? Like, this is why, like, Sonia shuts down with them, because they have a very, like, we're better. And just, like, the way Luann was talking to her in the van, it's that kind of talking to, instead of being like, look, I don't want you to get hurt. This is not a judgment. Like, if you do ever want to talk, whatever. Would she be better off not drinking? Of course, probably. But also, I said what I had to say. I'm not going to bring it up again. It's just not, you know, I'm happy that I said something. I am. Mm-hmm. And I would have been totally complicit and enabling her if I didn't say something. I think that, and look, yes, I got so drunk I was throwing tiki torches, and I get it. And like, you know, I think that the hand through the glass scared me, because I was just thinking, like, if she could have gone to the ER easily, cut a major artery, you
totally.
Know what I mean?
Right.
Like, all right, maybe I say something now, but I'm probably never going to say anything again, because people stop when they want to stop. And I don't know, I'm not calling her an alcoholic at all. Like, that is not what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, hey, maybe stopping would be better for now. Whatever.
It almost seems like this season, it is a little reminiscent of what would happen with Dorinda sometimes, where it's like, when you're in a situation where you're drinking, maybe you're taking it too far. And it doesn't seem like she's having fun at that point.
It was hard to have fun this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell it's you're trying.
You know, it was hard. It was a tense kind of, you know, season. And I did try.
Well, there have been rumors, many, many rumors about casting, firings, the reunion. Right. Are you able to give us the updates that you can about any of these?
I would just say that, like, nothing is, like, don't believe anything, because
there's something we want to believe.
No, but you're right, though.
I know.
Of course we're having a reunion.
Of course.
Like, you know, I don't think any decisions are made. We all know that that happens after the reunion, because we have to see
Correct.
How everything plays out. So I just think people are, you know.
It's always funny to me that we've watched, what, like, 50 total seasons of Housewives now, and people still don't understand, like, how the timeline works, that they're like, oh yeah, like, they're not gonna take Ramona out back and, like, cut her loose halfway through. That doesn't happen.
Like, the internet is just like a giant game of telephone, and all it takes is, like, one person to, I can say after this, I'm going to be like, Leah's moving to Beverly Hills. She's going to be on Real Housewives. And everyone will be like, did you hear Leah's going to be a new housewife in Beverly Hills? That's just not how it works.
No. Yeah. And I would definitely go to Jersey first.
You would love that for you.
I would love that.
Is there anything specific you're excited for everyone to see with the rest of the season coming up? We got our mid-season trailer look this week.
I hope so. I'm excited to see, because I was quarantined for some of it. So I'm excited to see things that I wasn't there for, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like Black Shabbat, where I got, you know, I did Zoom in and got
okay.
And did some of the prayers and everything. So, but then the Wi-Fi got weird and I had to, like, Zoom out and whatever. But you know, I think that we really have an arc this season, and obviously some of my castmates are not my friends, whatever. I'm sorry, Jordan. I don't know. Some of my coworkers, sorry, I don't know what's wrong. Some of the ladies are not talking right now, and there is that is true. There is some, you know, like stuff going on, but we do end on a very positive note. It just went to shit after that, but we do end on a positive note, and we do get to a place of, okay, there's two different perspectives here. There's like two different, like in some, you know, in some instances, sometimes there's no wrong or right. It's just people having two different views and like walks through life. Of course, sometimes there is a wrong and right, but we get to a place of kind of understanding and like being able to enjoy each other. And, you know, the people that are tuning in will see that.
Totally. Right. Well, do you have any updates that you want to share about your brands, Married to the Mob and Happy Place?
Oh, well, I just released some new teas on Married to the Mob. And I also am about to launch baby blankets. Yes. And I'm wearing my Happy Place robe because I really do live in them because they're the best.
They look so comfortable. Yeah. Like I can just, sure. I can like tell that the fabric is just.
Yeah. It's completely sustainable because I already have one brand that's not sustainable. And honestly, clothing lines really are not amazing for the environment. So it was important to me to make sure this was a sustainable brand.
Thunder is coming. It must be Ramona.
Oh, no.
I know. My diva light. I don't know. I'm looking out.
Like Luann can hear us talking about her.
Well, this was so fun, Leah. I'm so glad we get to chat with you.
Yeah, much
hopefully,
needed.
Some much it'll needed be in person.
Yes, next time has to be in person.
Yeah, no, next time will be in person. Like, there's no
doubt.
We're not doing. Yeah,
I'm kind of scared. Like, it's the Delta.
I know.
Yeah, everybody. Be vigilant.
Vaccinated. I never even post that shit on my Instagram because I don't want to get like. I have a lot of friends that don't want to get vaccinated, so I don't want them to like scream at me.
You can do it on our podcast.
I don't want to tell people to get vaccinated, and God forbid they're the one of like million that like you know something happens to. But holy shit, just get fucking vaccinated, guys! Like especially my age group. We went to the clubs. We went to the raves. We did all the drugs. Like we have the implants. We have the everything. Like. Just get vaccinated so we can go back to fucking life. It's going to help. This is why we are living in 2021. We don't have to be living through a global pandemic. We can all get vaccinated and go back to life.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, what better note to end on? Leah, thank you so much for joining us, everyone. Keep watching Roni Tuesday nights.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that interview with Leah. We will be back on Monday with another new episode. In the meantime, don't forget to rate, review, follow the show wherever you listen. You can follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches and just be cool.
Don't be all like uncool.
Mention It All is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.